Bill's on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 41 degrees at 7 o'clock, and the update at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet. You can find new roads with Chevy and Southwest Tech in Fenimore. This is where you belong.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another Trump cabinet pick, newly resigned Congressman Matt Gaetz, tapped to become Attorney General.
He is a member of Congress who has closely tied himself to Donald Trump. His loyalty to Donald Trump is unquestioned. Think about Matt Gaetz this way. Matt Gaetz was a longtime friend of Ron DeSantis. And in this Republican primary for president not long ago, he picked Donald Trump over his good friend Ron DeSantis. His loyalty to Donald Trump is paramount.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. Gaetz at the center of a sex trafficking investigation by the Department of Justice that was later dropped. Tulsi Gabbard, a former Democrat turned Trump loyalist, has been tapped to be the next director of national intelligence. President-elect Donald Trump returning to Florida following his meeting with President Biden in the Oval Office yesterday. It's been described as cordial. There's a new district attorney in Los Angeles, which means the efforts to get the Menendez brothers released from prison will be impacted. This is ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in historic downtown Richland Center. Thursday is the day. Get your fresh and hot from the oven Cornish pasty. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
Celebrating the life of your loved one is a commitment all of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service take very seriously. I'm Nick Hodge. We have helped families since 1889 celebrate, honor, and remember the life of a loved one. Our promise to you is to provide service that allows you to be able to say goodbye while finding comfort and healing along the way. And we're available to answer your questions at any time at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
Now through December 7th, A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet has amazing deals for the whole family for Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. Buy a regular price twin or full mattress and get a free pillow cub from Pillow Cube. Perfect for teaching kids healthy sleep habits. California King adjustable base is just $150 with the purchase of a California King mattress. Buy two recliners for just $750. Purchase a Mod Max 5-piece sectional and get 25% off all home accessories. Free recliner with the purchase of a sofa and love seat. Get a Cooperite copper-infused queen mattress for only $700. These deals are while supplies last and can't be combined. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center for details. You don't want to miss this sale.
Kick off your weekend with TKO Barbecue Bar and Grill. Fridays bring the mouth-watering fish fry, and Saturdays, it's prime rib perfection. Are you planning a special event? TKO has you covered with catering and a banquet hall. Reservations are welcome. From homemade bacon and take-and-bake pizzas to daily barbecue specials, they keep things exciting. Open at 11 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays, Thursdays at 3, and close Tuesdays. Enjoy Fish Fridays with a fresh salad bar. Prime Rib Saturdays from 11 to 9. Quality meats from the hometown locker and hand-cut fries. TKO Barbecue, where every meal's a knockout.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
Today's high temperature, 52 degrees, some light rain subsiding, and then mostly cloudy for the day. Northwest winds at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy and chilly, a low down to 35. Friday, pleasant, with partly sunny skies and 54. For Saturday, 55, with a slight chance of drizzle at night. And Sunday, 53, with some breaks of sunshine. Right now in Richland Center, all total 37 one-hundredths of an inch of rain in the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge. Right now in Richland Center, we're at 41. We've been there since the midnight hour.
Once I fall in love, then I'll be happy. But then you fall in love and there's still a hole. Once I get some money, it'll all be easy. But then you get that money and still feel broke. Once I get a little older, I won't worry. Then you get older and it don't feel like it should. I'm thinking once I learn to grow right where I'm planted, maybe that's when life starts getting good.
WRCO and getting good, just getting good. Good words to live by. 7:10 on this, our Thursday morning get-together. It'll soon be the middle of the month tomorrow, 2 weeks away from Thanksgiving. My goodness. So I have to start making plans to see which kid's going to be home, which one's not, when they're going to be home, and that kind of thing. And if you and I are going to maybe just enjoy a frozen turkey loaf on Thanksgiving, I don't know. We'll have to see how we plan that out, though. But as the families expand and they get a little, you know, kind of out of the area, it's a little harder to coordinate those schedules, as you know. Oh, Hank Bray's standing by, I think, or laying by somewhere.
Went from Knoxville to Myrtle Beach, 7 buddies and an old RV, beer cooler and no AC, just to say we did. That night we climbed up Chimney Rock, knowing it was a real long drop. 3, 2, 1, we jumped off, just to say we did. Never had no rhyme or reason why. It just seemed like the thing to do at the time. Just to say we did, just to feel alive, to take a leap of faith, feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up, fall in love wild and catch enough buzz to just ride them crazy horses running through our head. Just to say we did. She said I'd never seen the Vegas lights, spun the wheel dice. We doubled down on a crazy night, just to say we did. We didn't have no rhyme or reason why. It just seemed like the thing to do at the time. Just to say we did, just to feel alive, to take a leap of faith, to feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up, fall in love wild and catch another. Them crazy horses running through our head, just to say we did, just to say we did. So let's raise our hands up to the sky, stay on this roller coaster ride, just to say we did, just to feel alive. Let's take a leap of faith to feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up, fall in love wild and catch enough buzz to just ride them crazy horses running through our head. Just to say we did, just to say we did, just to say we did.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
We could have a little double wide planet in an empty field. We could have a big old white picket wrap around on a hill. Sitting on top of the world, top of the world.
hanging on top of the world. So keep hanging on to me, yeah, don't you wanna be sitting on top of the world, top of the world. Top of the world.
Tim McGraw on Country and Community, WRCO Radio, and Sitting on Top of the World. It is 7:16.
November is for giving thanks. And today we express our deepest gratitude to veterans whose sacrifices ensure our way of life. This message has been sponsored by Tri-County Building Supply, Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance, and by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Looking for unbeatable rides and big savings? Check out Kawasaki at Vitesnik Power Sports. Conquer any terrain with the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge, featuring a heated and air-conditioned cab. Get the job done right with the powerful Kawasaki Mule FXT1000, or hit the road on a legendary Kawasaki Z-Bike. Right now, we are letting the good times roll and giving huge savings up to $9,000 on select Ridge models. Plus, huge discounts across the entire 2024 Kawasaki lineup. Don't miss out. Head on over to Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center for our fall open house, now through Saturday.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow, and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Apples are in good supply at Oakwoodford Farm. Pick up some Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Other treats include fresh apple cider donuts, take-and-bake pies, and fresh apple cider. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Apples make great gifts. Open 9 until 4, 7 days a week. Oakwoodford Farm, south of Ithaca, on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Every day, Cintas service reps help businesses get ready for the workday. They provide freshly laundered workwear delivered every week. Mats, mops, restroom and cleaning supplies. First aid and safety products to help your employees stay safe. They even test and inspect fire extinguishers and emergency lights. Cintas helps keep your business running smoothly. See what Cintas can do for you. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Attention farmers and ranchers, join them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg for the best livestock sales in the region. Whether you're buying or selling, they offer competitive prices and top-notch service. Their expert staff is there to assist you every step of the way. Don't miss the next auction. It's the place to be for all your livestock needs. Visit them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg or call Barry at 963-1006, your trusted partner in livestock sales.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
The Richland Hospital was recently recognized with a 5-star rating for patient experience. Patients were surveyed by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services on numerous aspects of their care experience, including how attentive their nurses were, the cleanliness of the facility, and how well they understood what their plan of care would be after they left the hospital. A 5-star rating is the highest score possible. Thank you, Richland area community, for trusting us with your care.
Thursday's Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and by Bob's Auto Body. On today's Roundup, we'll take a look at world records and a recap of Phil's night off. Were Phil's activities last night worthy of a night off?
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
There he is.
Good morning, Phil.
Hank Bray. What are you writing?
Nothing.
I see that.
Pen.
Yeah?
Your fault.
Does it not write?
It does not write.
Well, here, take this one.
Nope. I'm going to take the red one.
Try that one?
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Not bad.
Yeah, see, look at that.
Not bad. Yeah. People have brought us pens. I think some people brought us pens that didn't write. I think they did that on purpose.
Well, yeah, because they know we can't write anyway.
Right, exactly.
Thank you to those people.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, everybody's wondering, was your night off warranted?
You know, I didn't do a whole lot. I did go shopping.
You did.
You were whining, and there were some supplies needed here at the radio station.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You were whining about it yesterday, so I felt guilty that I, had kind of neglected that a night or two. So there you go.
Like 21 nights.
Yeah. Well, I have enough Kleenexes now to last for probably next November. So there you go.
Mr. Fabulous will be happy.
Yeah, he will be.
Did you find your shirt?
I did find that, too.
Where was it?
I don't want to say because, that will make me look worse than I already do.
Where was it, Phil? Was it in your closet?
No, it was not in the closet.
Was it your desk?
No, it wasn't my desk. No.
Was it in your car?
No, it wasn't the car.
Where was it?
It was on a box right by the door in the garage.
Oh, that's cool. So you especially
took some stuff out.
The shirt that I bought you, you just like, whatever.
Yep,
I don't have to wear that.
I didn't say that.
You didn't have to. You didn't wear it.
I was carrying it in, laid it down, forgot.
So you and Joanne are off the Christmas list for shirts.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
All done with you.
Huh. What was my Christmas present going to be?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know, but I don't have to worry about it now.
Okay.
Save me $3.
Sure.
Anyway.
I see they're trying to set a world record in Florida. The museum is trying to gather enthusiasts and fly the most paper rockets simultaneously.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
250 people strong. They're going to try to set the record on Saturday. Now, I've never done this before. A paper rocket is defined as a toy made entirely of paper that fits onto a straw. Then the straw is blown through. The rocket flies into the air. Have you ever done that before?
No.
No.
Never.
Me either. But
never even heard of it.
That's what they're attempting to do.
Well, if they need some hot air, they need to come here.
Right. Exactly. Set it in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Without question. So, did you hear about the 77-year-old slice of Queen Elizabeth II's wedding cake?
No.
Sells for a piece of this. Okay. Sells for $2,800.
Wow.
Yeah, $2,800. The slice of cake was packaged in a box bearing the Princess Elizabeth's silver insignia and included a printed letter from the bride and decorative dolly.
Wow, how about that?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
I'd probably put it in the fridge and then, eat it. And then, forget what it was.
Yes.
What is that? Oh, that's that $2,800 cake I bought.
Some of our crazy criminals out there.
Yeah, what do you got?
Four Los Angeles area residents were arrested this past Wednesday on suspicion of insurance fraud, Philip.
Oh.
And conspiracy after allegedly falsely claiming a bear got in their vehicles and damaged them.
Oh.
Yeah, big thing there. There's no bear, though, rather a person dressed up in a costume as a bear. Dubbed as Operation Bear Claw, the California Department of Insurance began investigating after a suspected fraud when the suspects, residents of Glendale and Valley Ridge in January, had gotten to the Royals Ghost in Lake Arrowhead. This is a crazy story. because it goes. There's like four guys involved in this thing. They tried to fraud. The financial impact on the insurance companies of the alleged fraud was over $140,000.
Sheesh.
So, but they caught him on camera. So, and the guy's walking in around in a bear suit, straight upright, walking just like a guy. It's just like, come on, at least you can do a little bear crawl.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's like some of the old TV shows and things like a bear would show up, and you could clearly tell somebody dressed up as a bear.
Unless it was Grizzly Adams. They always had that big
grizzly. That was a real bear.
Yeah, that was a real bear.
Grizzly is a real bear. Yep.
Here's something that you would probably be good at, Phil. A British YouTube star and professional wrestling superfan. Have you read this?
No.
Superfan showed off his knowledge by breaking the Guinness World Records for the most WWE wrestlers identified by their entrance music.
Yeah.
So Newcastle residents Ross Tidwell, who receives wrestling, who reviews wrestling shows for YouTube channels, told GWR, Guinness World Records, it was a dream come true to put his experience to the test and identified 20 wrestlers by their entrance music in 1 minute.
Oh, man.
Now, that's moving it.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's moving it. So what is that? That's 3 seconds a song?
I didn't know that many wrestlers had entrance songs.
Well, you and I have entrance songs.
We do, but
we have a prom song.
We don't wrestle.
Yeah. We wrestle up here, buddy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do our wrestling non-physical.
Wrestling.
So anyway, he broke the world record by two.
By two,
yeah. Hmm.
I don't even know if I can identify too many of them, you know.
I couldn't even tell you any wrestlers.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
I knew the ones back in the day.
Like yeah, WWF and
the old school.
Yeah, the old school. But I couldn't. As a kid, I got into it.
Andre the Giant.
Yes, Andre. I'll never forget the time my son. He was a little guy, and he wanted to do wrestling because he's been watching this wrestling on TV. So we go to the school. Have I told you this?
Ah, no. He wanted.
We go to the school for the first, for the first night of youth wrestling. I mean, and there's hundreds of people there. And he has his little singlet on. He thinks he's all this, and he goes out and he starts sparring. He picks up this guy, this kid, and body slams.
Oh no!
Yeah, and the guy, and I can't remember who the guy was, but just super nice people, and comes over. He goes, "Oh, we can't do that." And Riley goes, "I see it on TV all the time." And the guy goes, "Well, it's not this kind of wrestling." Riley looks at me and he goes, "Dad, I really don't want to do this if it's not that kind of wrestling."
He wants to pick the guy up.
He wants to twirl
him. Throw him out of the ring.
Yeah, that was his last year wrestling.
Oh, man.
So, but good for him. I have a stinky situation here.
You do?
Mysterious black balls that washed up on Sydney, Australia beaches were initially suspected to be tar balls, but turned out to be miniature fatbergs.
What?
Yeah, fatbergs. Bergs, B-E-R-G-S, fatbergs, one word, containing human feces.
Oh!
Yeah, the black balls were first spotted on Blondie Beach on October 16th, and similar balls were found on other city beaches in the ensuing days. New South Wales environmental officials said they were initially suspected to be tar balls resulting from an unknown oil spill, but testing has now confirmed they're containing cooking oil, soap scum, industrial chemicals, drug residue, hair, and human feces.
Oh, lovely.
Yes.
Lovely.
Yeah, so that's what researchers said. The balls are miniature fatbergs, sewer-blocking accumulations of fat, grease, and sewage.
Yeah.
John Beeve says they smell absolutely disgusting. The worst thing you've ever smelled.
Probably hurts the tourism on the beach there, I would say.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe just, hey, don't step in the tar balls.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't step in the fatbergs. Never heard of a fatberg before.
Yeah, I guess I kind of had, but.
Have you? I've never heard of one.
Yeah, I believe so. But, oh, man.
Big plans tonight, young man?
I'm trying to think what we're doing tonight, down to getting a few things done, getting ready for the weekend, and first games next week for high school sports.
You only got 5 nights left. You got Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. Yeah, 5 nights, you're done.
5 nights. And you're refereeing on Saturday for football, state football. You've got a basketball game tonight, I think.
Got a basketball game tonight, basketball game tomorrow. Wow. So, just busy. I mean, they get the bottom of the barrel for these things.
Yeah, they do. So, yeah.
I'm great to be scraped up every once in a while.
Ain't much, but you're all they've got.
So. I still ain't much. They told me not to bring a whistle for some reason.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
They said that they'd call it from the sidelines.
Okay.
Just look pretty.
So what? Oh yeah, you're just gonna run up and down the court then. Yep.
So anyway, big plans for the weekend or no?
Oh, no, you know, not too much. I think June's doing a little visiting with the grandbabies.
Awesome. Awesome.
I have to do a few more things. May mow the yard one more time. I don't know.
I was thinking about mowing that yard too because it's probably a good eight inches.
Getting up there again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that sun and rain really helped that. There's no brown spots left anymore.
Right. Came up and.
So yeah. Very pretty. But I don't know if I should mow or just leave it.
I've heard that you trim it down, you kind of keep the rodents from there.
Oh, really?
Maybe they move into your house faster or something. I don't know.
Oh, I've got a doorway for them guys.
Do you?
Yeah. Welcome home.
all the old cartoons had the mouse door in the wall. They always had a little hutch, you know.
And there's one that always had welcome on the top. Welcome.
Welcome.
It's like, hey, but I'm going to build them one with a door.
That's nice. Yeah.
You know, and just free access.
So, sure.
Then freedom. Then feed them some cheese, if you know what I mean.
Oh, okay.
Like some poison cheese.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, I'm a good host.
Sure.
Hostess.
Just feed them some of your cooking there. Maybe that'll work.
Wow. Well, I tell you, you and Joanne are after me all this week.
Yeah.
Very painful.
Yeah, you're just a whipping boy. So.
Yeah. Anyway. So anyway, I hope you guys have a good day. Be kind and stay out of trouble, Phil.
I'll try. That's old Hank Bray here on WRCO. Birthdays and anniversaries will be next.
Experience the Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists difference. Expert repairs, exceptional service, and free loaners to keep you moving. Our reputation for quality and reliability is second to none, and our skilled technicians treat every car with care. Don't let car trouble slow you down. Visit Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today, where trust and excellence meet the road. Come in on Elm Street in Boscobel and drive away with confidence. Otherwise, give us a call at 608-375-4434.
Do you get fulfillment by helping others? A career in healthcare may be for you. Schmidt Woodland Hills can make beginning or continuing your career in healthcare easier than you thought. A great way to start is through our CNA class held here on our campus. This 6-week course will teach you everything that you need to know to get your certification. Let us help you grow your future. If you would like to get more information about this program, contact Tyler Kleist at Schmidt Woodland Hills today.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
The ladies at Added Touch Floral and Gifts would love to help provide the perfect touch for your upcoming holiday season. How about an amazing centerpiece for your dining room table? Definitely something to admire while enjoying a wonderful Thanksgiving meal with friends and family. Need a special gift? Fresh flowers, lighted canvas, wine, or home decor? Added Touch has your perfect gift. Order your poinsettias today. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly hometown full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, or online at addedtouchfloral.com.
A funeral service can help us remember the person who died and share our unique memories with others, creating hope for the future. This is Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Our goal is to allow families to create a funeral service that recalls good moments and special times. We also want you to have a service that allows healing to begin. We are always willing to help at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center and Muscadet.
Enjoy working with a locally owned mom and pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
This day in history, 1851, Herman Melville's novel Moby Dick, or The Whale, was published in the United States. 1969, Apollo 12 blasted off for the moon, 3 months after Apollo 11 became the first manned mission to land on it. Also on this day, the comedy Murphy Brown, starring Candace Bergen, made its debut on CBS. The year was 1988. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
From infants to men size 19, the Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit the Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday today to Aaliyah Green and Lucas Rogers from Richland Center Primary School. Happy wishes to Kathy Cianci from Richland Center United Methodist Church, to Merle Pettigen from the Wassingers today, and to Rebecca Powell from Lori and the Guys. Tom Jurgensen, happy birthday wishes from Ash Creek United Methodist Church. To Elaine Stafford, happy birthday from Amy today. Have a great day, Elaine. And to Emma Williamson, it's time to celebrate your 21st birthday. I'm so proud of the wonderful woman you are. Love from Grandma Sarah. Happy birthday today to Stacy Brown from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. And the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions saluting Brenda Chitwood, to Ada Goplin and Eric Hensley today, to Jacob Keenitz and Angelica Noble, along with Rick Sturdivant. Happy birthday from the RC Lions today to Cole Darling and to Becky Powell. Best wishes.
Getting married? Got a big anniversary coming up? Maybe your wife has a milestone birthday in the near future. Maybe you're just really cool and want to be even cooler. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and I've got a deal for you. Buy any engagement ring, anniversary ring, or wedding band of at least $3,000, and I'll give you a free limo ride from dusk till dawn limo service. These aren't old, rundown limos. These are stunning, modern, luxury party rides. See J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center for details.
This holiday season, the Richland Locker welcomes you home. Step in for the finest selection of turkeys, hams, savory snacks, hearty sausages, and your favorite beverages. Discover the in-store specials designed to make your deer hunt and Thanksgiving truly unforgettable. And while you're there, visit their holiday section, where tradition meets taste, and let Richland Locker be part of your holiday memories.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from the Prescription Center. We have settled in nicely at our new home, 930 Sextonville Road, across from Simple Elegance. We are very grateful for those friends who have followed us to our new location. Please make sure that the hospital/clinic has the Prescription Center as your preferred pharmacy. Sometimes your pharmacy of choice has changed, so please check each time. Also, remind your provider before they send a prescription. We don't have a drive-through, but we do have a drive-up. We will run your new or refill prescriptions to your vehicle. When you arrive, park by the door and call. For new prescriptions, call us as you leave the doctor's office so we can fill them and have them ready when you come. Again, it's Part D time. We will pick the plan that's best for you. We do take every plan. There are many changes this year, so let us help you pick the correct plan. Even if you don't come to us, bring me your drug list, and we will make sure that you have the least expensive option. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
41 degrees at WRCO Radio, 37/100 of an inch of rain in the night. At least it's not that other stuff.
Beneath its snowy mantle, cold and pink, the unborn grass lies waiting for its coat to turn to green. The snowbird sings a song he always sings, and speaks to me of flowers that will bloom again in spring. When I was young, my heart was young then too. if I can. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. What I love forever is untrue, and if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. Say that he'll only break my heart again should I decide to stay. So little snowbird, take me with you when you go to that land of gentle breezes where the peaceful waters flow. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. That I would fly away with you. Yeah, if I could, you know that I would fly away with you.
It's about time for the snowbirds to fly on out of here. That's right. Maybe a little snow. It's in the forecast for Tuesday, somewhere in there, Tuesday, Wednesday, maybe a little bit of rain or snow showers. It's inevitable. I like to not talk about it, but it's probably going to happen before too long. Joanne has the news coming up.
No way nobody gonna steal my love, can't take my eyes off you, even if I wanted to, I swear I'm staring at heaven. Here tonight, watching all the stars align. I wanna stay for forever. Yeah, the sky could be falling, the world could unravel, but you'll still be safe.
And Shay, and this is Phil Nee. Hope you have a great day. We'll talk to you again with sports next hour and our trivia question of the day.
Looking for some adorable Halloween and fall decor? Head on down to Court & Main in downtown Richland Center. Right now, everything Halloween and fall is 50% off. From cute pumpkins to cozy throw blankets, festive table settings, and charming wall art, you'll find everything you need to get into the spooky spirit at a great price. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 9 to noon. Come visit us. We can't wait to see you.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 41 degrees in Richland Center at 745. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Chetsfield Seed and Such, and Philbeck Family of Dealerships. Light rain possible early this morning, mainly in the east half of the listening area. Mostly cloudy with a high of 52. Tonight, partly cloudy and chilly with a low of 35. In Richland Center, well, according to our thermometer, we're at both our low and high for the day. It's 41 degrees.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. A Viola man has died in a construction-related incident. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports that Tuesday morning at approximately 11 o'clock, the Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center was notified of a construction site accident on Schoenagel Lane, rural Chaseburg, in the town of Harmony. A construction contractor was using an all-terrain telescopic handler while installing siding on a new home. David Hibbert Road Puig, 39, of rural Viola, was seriously injured when caught between the unit and an exterior wall. First responders with the Genoa Harmony Fire Department were sent to the construction site until 911 dispatchers learned that the injured was being transported to the Stoddard-Bergen Fire Station in the village of Stoddard by private vehicle to meet EMS. Upon arrival, the first responders were standing by, and Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance had also responded. After extended life-saving efforts by emergency personnel were exhausted, David Hibbert Road Puig was pronounced dead by Vernon County Coroner Betty Nye. The incident remains under investigation by the Vernon County Sheriff's Office, Vernon County Coroner's Office, and the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. A longtime advocate for diabetes research and her husband were among the victims in a fiery crash that left five dead earlier this month in Dane County. A diabetes advocacy group identified the victims as Jeff and Michelle Bauer of Crandon, Josh and Tammy Stahl of Minnesota, and Barry Sievers of Belleville. They were all active in a charitable bike ride that raises money for research. Michelle was well known in Madison and around the state as a longtime advocate for diabetes research after her son was diagnosed in 2000 when he was three. He died 10 years later. The cause of the accident remains under investigation. It happened the night of November 1st when their Tesla went off the road, struck a tree, and burst into flames. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde says he's lost the election. The statement comes a day after Hovde released a video questioning the integrity of last week's election. Speaking on WISN Radio Wednesday, Hovde admitted to losing the election, but did not concede to incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin. He'll have until the end of next week to request a recount once the official canvassing is done. Wisconsin Senate Minority Leader Diane Hesselbein says Hovde should just concede and stop playing games. The first electric charging stations are going online at Quick Trip. The company announced Wednesday that a set of chargers has been installed in West Salem and that the system will run off a new app called Quick Charge. The stations will offer plugs for both major vehicle standards and can charge at 150 kilowatts. The effort matches a push for expanded electric vehicle service in Wisconsin, which has seen fewer charging installations than other states. That makes it hard to travel to rural parts of the state. Holidays are a busy time for travel, gathering with family and friends, and getting sick. Vaccines are safe, effective, and the best way to stay healthy. Wisconsin Department of Health Services data show only 22% of Wisconsinites have received a flu shot this season, and just 11% have received an updated COVID-19 vaccine. With flu, RSV, and COVID-19 cases starting to rise, now is the time to get a vaccine. DHS and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommend the following respiratory vaccines: flu for everyone 6 months and older, COVID-19 for everyone 6 months and older, people 65 years and older, and those who are moderately or severely immunocompromised are recommended to receive a second dose of the updated COVID-19 vaccine 6 months after the first dose. RSV for pregnant people, young children under 9 months, and adults 75 years and older, young children ages 9 to 19 months, and adults ages 60 to 74 with increased risk of RSV are also encouraged to get immunized. To find and schedule a vaccine, you are encouraged to check with your primary care provider, local or tribal health department, community clinic, or visit vaccines.gov. Wisconsinites can also call 211 or 877-947-2211 for help scheduling a vaccine appointment. If they do not have health insurance or their health insurance does not cover vaccines, there are programs that can help, including the Vaccines for Children program and Vaccines for Adults program. Viterbo University announced another round of cuts, this time affecting 13 people. 9 faculty will not have their contracts renewed after next spring, while 4 staff members will be let go after December 6th. Viterbo officials said that declining enrollment means they don't need as many employees. Enrollment has fallen by about a quarter in the past 5 years. In June, Viterbo cut 25 positions as the university faced a $5.5 million budget deficit. Viterbo officials said they will need to make more cuts by 2026. A Richland County resident was arrested for possession of child pornography Wednesday morning. The Richland County Sheriff's Office was assigned a cyber tip as an affiliated member of the Wisconsin Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force for the reported possession. Wednesday morning around 8:45, deputies completed a search warrant as a result. Deputies took into custody Scott Warren File, 28 of Sextonville, for 10 counts of possession of child pornography and 1 count of felony bail jumping. Scott File currently has a diversion agreement through Richland County for similar reported acts in 2021. The Richland County Sheriff's Office was assisted in this investigation by Wisconsin ICAC Task Force, Wisconsin Department of Criminal Investigation, Digital Evidence Unit, Richland Center Police Department, and Lone Rock EMS. A subject who fled from the Wisconsin State Patrol on I-90/94 outside Toma was arrested by the Monroe County Sheriff's Department Tuesday afternoon at approximately 1 o'clock. The Wisconsin State Patrol attempted to stop a vehicle on I-90/94 westbound in Juneau County. The vehicle fled at a high rate of speed, and Wisconsin State Patrol terminated the pursuit for safety reasons. Monroe County Sheriff's Office and Wisconsin State Patrol located the vehicle in Monroe County, and the vehicle fled again, eventually coming to a rest in the ditch of I-94 between County Highway ET and Industrial Avenue. The driver, Demetrius L. Johnson, 39 of Racine, fled on foot into a wooded area west of I-94. Johnson was wanted by the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and was noted to have violent tendencies. Additional law enforcement resources from Wisconsin State Patrol, Monroe County Sheriff's Office, and Toma Police Department responded to the area and searched for Johnson. At approximately 5:30, a Monroe County Sheriff's Office sergeant saw Johnson walking on County Highway ET on the east side of the city limits of Toma. Johnson fled northbound on a snowmobile trail. Additional resources responded and established a perimeter before searching for Johnson again. At approximately 8:30, Johnson was located by a drone team from the Fort McCoy Fire Department and was arrested by Monroe County Sheriff's Office a short time later after being apprehended by a canine. Johnson was medically treated on scene before being taken to the Monroe County Jail by Wisconsin State Patrol. A Red Cross blood drive was held in Richland Center yesterday. It's reported that 85 donors gave blood, and there were 12 deferrals.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the Lifetime Powertrain Warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Today is Thursday, November 14th. Mary Elizabeth Linz, 95 of Rural Richland Center, died November 7th. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Keysville, with burial to follow in the parish cemetery. The mass will be live-streamed on the St. Mary Keysville Facebook page. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Friday from 4 until 6:45 with a rosary at 6:45. Friends may also call at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Keysville Saturday from 10 to 11 with a rosary at 9:30. Memorials may be made to Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Parish or Mass Intentions for Mary. Mary Elizabeth Linz, 95 of Rural Richland Center. William P. Billy Bunce, 86 of Woodman, died November 26, 2023, at home. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 4 at Home Agains in Mount Hope. Monty Berger will supply live music. William P. Billy Bunce, 86 of Woodman. John Andrew Surum, 92 of Richland Center, died October 31st at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Sunday at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial with military rites will be held at the Five Points Cemetery Sunday at 4. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday from 11 until the time of service at 1. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For John Andrew Surum, 92 of Richland Center. Mark D. Trebus, 63 of Prairie du Chien, formerly of Richland Center, died Sunday after an 8-year battle with brain cancer. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, December 1st, from 11 to 3 at the Boaz Community Building. The Garrity Funeral Home of Prairie du Chien is assisting the family of Mark D. Trebus, 63 of Prairie du Chien, formerly of Richland Center. Wayne E. Clark, 71 of Boaz, died Saturday at home. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Wayne E. Clark, 71 of Boaz.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. As autumn finally sets in, stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet, we appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
ABC News at 8 o'clock on WRCO-FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building. It's currently 41 degrees.